Okay. So we're going to start the Gemara of Avi Sochim.
Where are we?
We're at the Gemara.
Which
study test on the
previous page.
Yeah. Starting the Gemara, we have Hashem. Just a quick sikkum before we start with the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to have two discussions, which are going to be very intertwined, very connected one to another. One discussion is, when are you allowed to eat a meal on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? Right, and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, we learned in the Mishnah, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat a meal after Zman Samach LeMincha. Right? That's what we learned in the Mishnah, on Erev Pesach. So what's the halacha regarding to Erev Shabbos? That's the first discussion of the Gemara. What's the halacha of eating and starting a meal up before Yom Tov, before Shabbos? That's the first discussion. Then there's going to be another discussion that's very interconnected, and that is, if you did start, so you have to stop. You have to stop. That means when it comes nightfall, you had already started your meal, so do you have to stop?
Sorry. I don't know.
So when it comes nightfall, do you have to stop? That's a different shayla, but it's very connected. So those are the two shaylas. Number one, the first shayla is, are you allowed to start the meal? And the second shayla is, do you have to stop? Oh, very good. So that's pashtus l'pshat, right? Pashtus l'pshat. If you start with beheta. I mean, the pashtus l'pshat is talking about a case, why would you have to stop if you're not allowed to start? So pashtus is talking about when you started before the time, that means you started before mincha, and then came Shabbos Yom Tov, you have to stop. Those are the two shaylas, which means them we shall see as we go along. We're going to start with the first shayla.
When would that be a question?
Purim.
No, start with the heter?
Yeah, Purim
is here.
Purim is Yisrael.
When would you start with an asur?
Right.
Does that go?
Oh, could also be by Sidra Abonim. Could be somebody was over in his time and he started.
Long as you keep going?
Yeah, by Sidra Abonim. But we'll see Miyat Hashem. But first of all, the point is that these shaylas are very again Miyat Hashem. Those of you making Purim in your Yisrael this year. It happens to be on a Friday, and the Purim Suda, you have to start it. We'll see. Do you have to start it before a certain time? Do you have to start it before a certain time? And if you did start it, do you have to stop? Once it comes to Shabbos, a lot of people do that, and they dump arrive later because they're not really all with it at that stage. So they possibly start the meal and keep going. That's the sugya which we are starting from yesterday now. So, let's start. That's the Gemara. So if you remember, the Mishnah said, Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, Erev Pesach. Early on Erev Pesach seems to be in the Mishnah. Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, you're not going to have to eat until nightfall. So, the Gemara's got an obvious question. My Erev, Aviv Sochim, why are we referring to Aviv Sochim? Afilo Aviv Shabbos, V'yamim Tevim Nami, the same halacha is on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Not only on Erev Pesach, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv not to eat before Shabbos comes or before Yom Tov comes. So Tanya, it says in the Braita, Lo Yoichel Adam Avi Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, a person cannot eat on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, Min HaMincha L'Malo, from time of Mincha. Bernard, when's Mincha? I'm not referring to two and a half hours, which we would call 9.5 hours from the beginning of the day. Yeah, 9.5 hours from the beginning of the day. A person not allowed to eat from 9.5 hours in the beginning of the day. In order that a person should come into Shabbos with a good appetite, that's what Yehuda says. Basically says a person can continue to eat until can start eating. Should we say start eating until nightfall? So we have a machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim regarding Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Yehuda says that on Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov you're not allowed to start eating from Mincha time. And Rabbi Yossi says, you are allowed to eat. So what's the Gemara's question? Gemara asks, why does that mean to say Erev Pesach, you see it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov? So there's a very simple answer to that, no? That's one possibility. That's one possibility to make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But what? I mean, you're saying Teres. In the question, the Gemara understood the Beiti, who says by Shabbos Yelatz Ta'itim would be the same by Pesach. That's the reason, and therefore the Gemara had the question. The Gemara's question was based on the fact that whatever you tell me by Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same by Pesach. So if Yehuda, I can't go like, because Yehuda says, even on that clear, Yehuda says, Shabbos you're not allowed to eat, Erev Shabbos not allowed to eat from Mincha, he's in the first. So, the only one left is the Beiti. And the Beiti, Pashtus, the Gemara understood, Pashtus is no different between Shabbos and Pesach, and therefore if Beiti was old, you also have Pesach, you'd have to eat from after me. So that's the Gemara's question. So we should have an answer, we should have an answer. Amivuna, Leitzvicha, Ela, Le Beiti. It's going that this our Mishnah of Erev Pesach is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Not his need is for Rabbi Yosi. He's the author of the Mishnah. He says that generally on Erev Shabbos you cannot eat until nightfall. Start eating until nightfall. That's what you're referring to. Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. Erev Pesach. Hashem chiyuv de matzah. Moideh. But Erev Pesach, since it's a chiyuv of matzah, the Beiti is maskim that one has to start the meal with an appetite. And therefore one's not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach from Samoch Lemincha. That's the first answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara is, Einach Lami, our Mishnah here is Rabbi Yosi. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi. Would Rabbi Yehuda agree to the Mishnah?
Yeah, of course, Rabbi Yehuda.
Of course he'd agree to the Mishnah, because he holds not only Erev Pesach, but every Yom Tov.
He knows if he needs a night.
No. Every Shabbos in Yom Tov, you know, so he's certainly agree with what the Mishnah says on Erev Pesach, you know, that's it. So the din, if you would agree with, just why can't Rabbi Yehuda be the author? Because why is the Mishnah saying only Erev Pesach? He holds even Erev Shabbos would be like that. So the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. But the din is the Kuliyah. The din.
I had a default that the Mishnah would have had the rest.
Very good. It's a good question. So Rabbi Yosi is asking, I'll repeat the question. The Mishnah happens to say about Erev Pesach. What mistakes are we learning? Sochem. So it's speaking about Erev Pesach. Then Achamid, Allah would be the same apply even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, Yosi is asking, maybe the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda. Maybe the author of the Mishnah is a Yehuda. And the reason why we're talking about Erev Pesach is because that's what the Masechta is. That's the topic for discussion. The topic is Pesach. And that's why we're talking about Erev Pesach. If you learn Hilchos Yom Tov, you'll find the Mishnah that's saying Erev Yom Tov. If you learn Shabbos, find the Mishnah that's Erev Shabbos. Everyone must answer the question? Sounds good? How do you know it?
Why is it decisive that it's what it is?
So Tosis asked this question. Tosis asked the question in the second last thesis. If you look in the Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, those of you that have it, of course, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Shaina was there, are you allowed to make on Yom Tov a thick dough? I'll explain to you otherwise. Are you allowed to make a thick dough on Yom Tov? In Beitzel, the Shittah says you can't make a thick dough on Yom Tov because it is tircha, it's a lot of tircha. You have to make just thin doughs. And the Gemara there says, on Pesach, you can't make a thick dough. On Pesach, you can't make a thick dough. So read the Gemara, why talk about Pesach? Talk about Yom Tov as well. Said, well, okay, no, we're talking about the author of the Brisa was talking about Pesach, and that's why I mentioned Pesach. The same halacha applies on Yom Tov as well. So you see that sometimes a Tana is talking about Pesach, he says Pesach. It doesn't mean that other Yom Tov is not, right? Said so, Trey Tasis and Fred Yossi Benjamin here as well. So what's the right that we're going like Rabbi Yosi here because it's Avi Sochim? Maybe the author of the Mishnah is reviewed it. If you don't, and have Shabbos you're not allowed to eat, and have Pesach you're not allowed to eat, and have Yom you're not allowed to eat, you're always never allowed to eat. So why is he called Arve Tzachim? Because Erev Pesach happens to be the subject matter here. We're talking about Pesach here. That's the question of this. Based on the Gemara, I would have turned around to Yossi and say, crazy. Just because it happens to be talking about Pesach, we're going to say, Arve Tzachim. But there's a Gemara, the Gemara of Hamazayim, which says such an idea. I'm telling you, Allah, which is in the Geir to every Yontif. I say, on Pesach, you're not allowed to make thick dough. The Geir also on Sukkot. So why talking about Pesach? If it can happen to be, we're talking on Pesach, so I'll mention Halacha on Pesach. But the truth is, it applies to Sukkot and Shavuot as well. Yeah, that's what the Gemara there says. We don't have to know, that's what the Gemara there says, yeah? So the question is, so maybe we'll say the same. So that's Pesach's question. This is a very, very simple answer. We'll do this Pesach straight away. The first test of places, there's another test. The first test is enough to get off going. Pesach Koi, Shum to Pesach Koi, second last test is on the page. Second last test is on the page. Why don't we just answer the Tana? The Pesach Koi, our Tana is talking about Pesach. Kidamishani Bepekolso, like in Pekolso, that's Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara did say such an answer, Gabi Pasava, regarding thick dough. The Gemara did say that the truth is applies to every Yontif. Just, we're speaking about Pesach, because that's what I'm talking about, but the truth would be any Yontif. If so, let's say the same in Vishkrimas is Tesis, Mishum, the Pesach Koi, just because we happen to be talking about Pesach, Eloi La Niach. Arve Shabbosos Tetadi V'chol Shvua. Erev Shabbos is Megeh every week. It doesn't make sense to say I'll talk about Erev Pesach and ignore something that happens to me in Kesidom every week. Halach every week. You should have said Erev Shabbos. That means when we're talking about Shoyt, I could talk about Pesach, or could talk about Shavuos and Sukkot. It doesn't matter if I'm talking about Yom Tov, I'll mention Pesach. It's also negated two other times in the year. This time you negate two other times in the year. I'm talking about Pesach, I'm going to mention Pesach. But here I'm talking about something which is negated 52 times in the year, barring Pesach. I'm not counting Yom Tov. Every week, they have the same Shaila. Long comes to really say, I want to tell you Halacha. Hey, Pesach, you shouldn't eat on it after Mincha, Stomach Lemincha. And what about the day before, or 2 days before, when it's Erev Shabbos? Why don't you make a mention about that? No, I'm involved in Pesach here. Thank you. Says, if it's Negeah, week in, week out, you should have made the point of mentioning this Erev
Pesach.
And I'm done with talking about making thick dough.
Yeah.
And making thick dough, you can't do on Shabbos.
Yeah.
It must be talking about Yom Tov. The choice is either mentioning in Yom Tov, which would be Negev three times a year, or I happen to be talking about Pesach, so I'm talking about it one time a year. So there, I've got a right to say, okay, I'm involved in Pesach, so I'm going to mention Pesach, and I've committed with it the other two times. But here, with Negev every Shabbos, so the choice is should have made some mention of it. Right? Very good question and brilliant answer. If we're ready and taste this, is we'll finish it off as well. Inami, finish off pages. An alternative answer. Hacha, here specifically there was a reason why you should have been clearer. I don't mind if you talk about Pesach, since you're involved in Pesach, if that's not going to cause me any mistake. Any halachic mistake, I don't mind that. If I tell you, Erev Pesach, you can't eat from Tzomach L'mincha, a person might think, yeah, only Erev Pesach you mustn't eat. Because Erev Pesach, you have to have the matzah, the chiv, the raisa, you have to have that atayva, te'ovim. But Erev Shabbos, maybe not. There's room for a person to make a mistake between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. There's room for such a mistake. That means there's room to say that Erev Pesach, since it's the matzah of a chiyuv, a person has to make sure to have a great appetite. But Erev Shabbos, you don't. Anyone know an opinion who holds that way, in fact? Some of you hold that Erev Pesach is more chomer than Erev Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi said, the answer of the Gemara was, Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi, the author of the Mishnah, says, Erev Pesach, why? Because Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. But Erev Pesach, since it's much of the Chiyuva, you need to have a great appetite for that. So if the reviewer would have wanted to write this Mishnah, and thus Erev Pesach, no one would ever know the halacha of Erev Shabbos. Because you would rightfully be medayik only Erev Pesach. Right? That's what you think would be. Only Erev Pesach. So Mamela, here says Tosfos, if Yehuda would have really meant Shabbos as well, he should have written it clearly. That's the end game. Well, I'm talking about making thick dough. What should be the difference? Pesach or Sukkot? The Vatikah of Tircha? Because it shouldn't be Tircha. The Mela there, it doesn't bother me so much if I mention Pesach. If I mention Pesach instead of Yom. Second answer on thesis. That I can only say that the Tana was talking about Pesach, that's why he mentioned Pesach, if that won't lead to a mistake in Allah. Right? If it leads to a mistake in Allah, you have to be clear. Now, we have to know each case. If I tell you, you're not allowed to make thick dough on Pesach. Why? Because of Tircha. You think there's any difference between Pesach or Sukkot?
No.
Is there any idea on Pesach you're not allowed to do more Tircha than Sukkot? Because of B'nai Chayin.
Making matzah, and egg, let it say, they can make it a little
bit. No, I'm talking about won't be chometz. Yeah. In a way, it won't be chometz. Yeah, you're right, though. Got a good point, but out the tircha, and there's any reason to a person to assume that you've got to have more, you mustn't exert more tircha on Pesach more than Sukkot. No, so if I mention Pesach, you'll be able to work out, I mean, Sukkot is Shavuos. So why did I mention Pesach? Because I was involved in Pesach, that's all. I was giving you a Shabbat HaGadol as well, so I was saying, you should know, on Pesach, this and this and this halacha. But one of the halachas is also, make sure you don't make thick dough. Why can't you make thick dough? Too much work, right? Too much work. Let me just check one second. Yeah. Right. Too much work. So a person won't make a mistake. I think he might stand up in my Shabbos to God's house and should say, remember, on Erev Pesach, don't eat a meal from after Somer Kaminsky. Now those people listening to him, to this big Baldashan, their brains are going to be working now. Now why did he mention Dafke Erev Pesach? It could be because he's giving a Shabbos to God's Rosh. There could be much more of a deeper reason for it. Because Erev Pesach is preparation for eating the matzah. And the matzah is the chiv deraita. That one you need to have the tiyavin. But Shabbos he never told us about because Shabbos is no din. Because Shabbos isn't the matzah mitzvah deraita of eating. And therefore, we've got no chiv to have such an appetite. Yeah, only Shabbos Shabbat. Yeah, it's a smachta. It's a smachta. Right, there's no... So Mamela, there's no... There's a shitta, like a Mishnah to write. So Mamela, there's no... he didn't tell us about that. So there's room for a mistake, there's room for a lacking mistake. Since there's a room for a lacking mistake, he should have been more accurate. Don't tell me things that I can't make a mistake on. Be clear. Her office is meant to be clear. I saw actually yesterday, it says, the Minoya has to be Zohar's Toy. Why in the Minoya does it talk about Zohar's Toy? So similar to what Ram spoke about before, the Minoya represents the Rabbonim giving over the Torah, brightness, to lighten up our lives. And therefore, when a Rav gives over a Shir, he has to be Toy, he has to be clear. So he totally, totally clear. No impurities in the drasha. He has to be absolutely clear. So Mela, I'm going to say that. So Mela, starts here as well. If Yudit is coming over to tell us halacha, since he said a statement Erev Pesach, there's room for a person to make a mistake. I think, yeah, only Erev Pesach, not Erev Yom Tov, and not Erev Shabbos. So Mela, it can't be Erev Yudit. This can't be Erev Yudit. Because if it would have been Erev Yudit, Erev Yudit holds an Erev Shabbos, also not that he should have said Erev Shabbos. And there's a proof for this. If you look in the Nun Amud Beis, they have it. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara there. The Gemara speaks about doing melachos. on Erev Yom Tov. Nun Amud Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, I'll tell it to you about that. The Mishnah says in that Nun Amud Aleph that there's menorgim that don't do melachas on Erev Pesach. There's mekremes that don't do melachas on Erev Pesach. Right? From Chatzos, he says, you can't do melacha until Chatzos. This is different minhag. So the Gemara asks. Yeah. It's about melacha's business.
Oh.
Yeah. So you'll have to cook and things. It's a business. It's only involved in sewing clothes and washing clothes and things like that. So the Gemara asks, Erev Pesach cannot have to do melacha. Even Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you can't do melacha. So here we have the same question. Why is the Gemara asking this question? His rabbi was giving his Shabbat the Gadol Drosha. And in his Shabbat the Gadol Drosha, he said that Erev Pesach he can't do melachos. What was the question today? Why are you only telling me Erev Pesach? It's also nigga every Erev Shabbat and Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, yeah, there's room for mistake. If that's my thing, only Erev Pesach he shouldn't do melachos because it's the time of a korban. You make of a korban. If you make of a korban, it's like a Yom Tov. Erev Pesach, which korban are we making? Korban Pesach. It's like a Yom Tov. So maybe that's why you can't do melachos. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you could. So maybe, again, you could have made the mistake, and that's why the Gemara asked the question. Again, Jesus says this idea that if there's room for mistake, you should have been clear. Let's just be mistaken. He asked his question, face his question, and the two answers, and we can move on. The Gemara had a question at the beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat some of the mincha. Then the Gemara question, Kasha, why dafke Erev Pesach, even every Erev Shabbos you can't? Because if you're the whole, you can't eat a meal on every Erev Shabbos from mincha time. From mincha time. That's the Gemara's question. So which the Gemara answers, yes, the author of the Mishnah was a Yosi. The Yosi generally holds that you can eat Samach from Minchan, you can eat just on Erev Pesach, he holds not. Because Matzah the Chiyuva, the Matzah you have to have with a great appetite. That's the Tereza of the Gemara. So you please ask the question that, what was our big question? Maybe it's a Buddha. If you're the old, every Shabbat, every Yom Tov, including Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Tzomach from Mincha time. So maybe the author of the Mishnah is a Yehuda. And the reason why we're talking about Pesach is because he's giving his Shabbat to Golden Zosha. And in the Shabbat to Golden Zosha, he told them that from Tzomach Mincha, he can't eat. So the truth of it, what is that had he given his Shabbos Sukkah Zosha, the Shabbos, whatever, if he'd given a Zosha before Sukkot, he would have said the same. And had he given his Erev Shabbos Zosha the same? So what's the old big raya that it's not going like a Yehuda? What's the raya it's on the author, that the author of the Mishnah is not a Yehuda? So we have two truths. That was the question. One answer is that since Shabbos is a every week event, Yehuda should have spoken out. Shouldn't have spoken out. Better should have spoken out every week event. And the other answer was, it's a zoom for mistake, and Yehuda should have been clearer. And therefore, had he said that Erev Pesach might have thought only Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach we're going to eat the matzah tonight. So matzah mechayev us to have a great appetite, like your basic benetos. So therefore, he has to be clear and say also Erev Shabbos. So the author of the Mishnah cannot be Erev Yehuda. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Must be Erev Yosi. Erev Yosi distinguishes and differentiates between every Erev Shabbos, where there the halacha is you can eat all the way through, and Erev Pesach, where the halacha is you have to stop some of the Mishnah. Well, you have to amend him. We generally don't do that. We know there's a machlekes of Yosi and Reb Yehuda that's mentioned in Shas, and we know a Mishnah here that should fit in with one of them. And if there's a third opinion, why was he not mentioned to that machlekes of Yosi and Reb Yehuda? If there is just a third opinion, should it be mentioned? So we're going to say that's Reb Yehuda. That's the best way to do it.
Why
it's not Reb Yehuda?
Why could you Reb Yehuda?
Oh, yeah.
I don't actually believe this, but I'm interested to find out why it's wrong. You know how we said that by Arve Misafim, it really, the Kavanah, why did they Arve? Because the Kavanah is on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So why can't you say it? Like Rabbi Yehuda, the real Kiddush is to teach you that even though generally on Erev Shabbos, you you can't do malacha, but
cannot eat.
What? Cannot eat? Yeah, but Pesach. The chiddush is going on Pesach Sheni, that basically Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda would hold. You would have thought that you can eat, because it's not really a yontif, it's not really Shabbos, but even Pesach Sheni you can't.
Interesting thought. Says from that, maybe you would have thought that Erev Pesach, you would have thought Erev Pesach, Sheni, you're allowed to eat. Why would you have thought you're allowed to eat?
It's not Shabbos.
You have to have a meal.
What?
You have to have your matzah.
Wednesday.
You have to have your matzah in the night time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody has to eat matzah Pesach Sheni.
No, no. The Pesach Sheni, those that keep Pesach Sheni. Those that don't keep Pesach Sheni, like us, this submission is not relevant. Those that keep Pesach Sheni, I mean somebody was told me on the way, and has to keep, therefore, Pesach Sheni, he's either told me or he was on the way. He has to keep Pesach Sheni, so he has to have matzah in the night time. If he has to have matzah in the night time, so then you can't eat from some other place. There's no real reason why it's...
Family's having bread, anything all right?
Indeed, yeah, he's allowed to have chometz in the house. Right. Okay, so that's the first answer of the Gemara. Amar Avuna, let's go over the answer again. Amar Avuna, Leitzicha, Ela Ebreisi. Tamarich Uvaila, Chashe Tesha. Ebreisi holds generally allowed to eat until nightfall. Hani Mele Rabbi Shabbos Yom Tovim. That's all regarding generally. Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Amar Pesach. Shum Chiyuv de Matzah. Since the Chiyuv of Matzah, Moida, he's Moida to say that you need to have, you don't have to start eating from Somachamim. This is Hashem Hashbam. Hashbam, the first one on the Gemara. Fila Avishab also, he's wide up, he's talking about Yontif, even as Shabbos on the Gemara, yeah? And even if you don't contribute, even as Shabbos, you don't have to have a meal. Why? Today, Sheyehei, Kiddush, Mesuda Shabbos Choviv Olof. The reason why I contribute in order to have a meal from some of the Mincha is the person should have a desire and wish and love the Shabbos meal. The Mela, so the Kiddush to the Shabbos should be Choviv Olof, and the Mela you shouldn't eat from some of the Mincha. And basically, he's focusing on that. Let's see how we passkin about this. How do we pass in the end of the day? You have to eat a meal from some of the Mincha. So Yoss is getting worried about this second one. The meaning one. We'll see what halacha is. We'll see. Based on the Gemara, then we'll see the Rishon on it. But the reason for it is not because there's any chiyuv to eat the matzah l'te'ovin, or the meal l'te'ovin. No such chiyuv, but rather the says the Rashbam, so the person have a chaviv, looking forward to the gishmakim meal. Right. Mishum chiyuv the matzah. Says the Rashbam, maybe if Yoshi holds on, he does hold on Zedanai Yafi Momachmin, Shem Chiyuv de Matzah, Sheloi Tehei Necheles Al HaSoiva, so it shouldn't be eaten Al HaSoiva. Meaning, a person should have an appetite. I know. This line of Rashbam is mamish bothering me. We learned the Gemara, the Memo da Amud Aleph. The Memo da Amud Aleph, we learned the Gemara. It says you can fill yourself up on Seder night with the tzikas shel goyim, with the dose of non-shmur matzah, as long as you leave a kazayis at the end. And why do you have to leave a kazayis at the end? Rashi says, it was Rashi there, wasn't Rashbam. Rashi there said, Rashi there says that the matzah that you're going to eat it together with the Korban Pesach, and the Pesach eaten on a seiva. So this Rashi and this Rashbam, we need to know how to resolve them. Rashi there said that you can eat on Seder night, you can eat yourself loads of shmur matzahs because you'll have a kazayis matzah, which is the one which you're going to eat with the Korban Pesach. Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is Be'er HaSeivah. And here, the Rashbam says the reason why you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach is so they should not be al HaSeivah. Sheloite Nechelet al HaSeivah. They should not be on the Seivah. Is there a contradiction between the two of them, and is there a way to resolve it? Let's just finish off Rashbam. The chiyuv of the matzah laila yishena chayuva. The chiyuv, a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night is a chiyuv deraisa chesiv be'erev teichu matzah. Hey, the Rashi says that when it comes to deraisa, when you want to eat the matzah, which is chiyuv deraisa, to memela, you need to have work up an appetite for it. But the two Rashi, the Rashi and Rashbam, is something I was trying to work on yesterday. I didn't come to anything 100% clear. Above me is one big difference between the two. One big difference. The case of the Rashi in the Aflamed Zayin is talking about somebody who's only got one kezayis, and he's going to be eating it together with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, there's definitely a dinner has to be al HaSeivah. There has to be al HaSeivah because you have to eat the one kezayis, the kezayis and matzah together with your Korban Pesach. Here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody who is eating matzah, like we all eat matzah before the beginning of the meal. So that one says the Rashbam, we don't want you to eat al HaSeivah. Why not? I said this to Rashbam earlier, said because of his mitzvah. The Sage says there shouldn't be an achila gasa that sake, the person shouldn't be eating it, so he'll be so he can't look at it afterwards, right?
Al HaSeivah means satiated.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I was going to say this, but I thought the difference would be when I'm eating matzah, bread, salt, fat. I know what women consider, what's it serve. But there's no question that I think everybody's mind. If all of a sudden you smell, what's that? Barbecue meat going by? Everybody considers it right. If you said, Rafi, don't fill up. I'll have room out of room.
No, but they were talking about the matzah.
Right. But if now you say, here's your matzah with your, kompesa.
Ah, you know, the kompesa.
Right, mouth of Pablo's dog. No. So, meat goes by after you've been eating bread. I'm full. Anybody want a piece of those?
Are you able to have it with matzah?
Piece of steak.
But with matzah?
With cornflakes.
Alright, I don't think so.
I didn't think that, I just said I'll
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't think that's practical. So that's this Rashbam needs further clarity. I was trying to work out yesterday, but I didn't get to any, and find anyone spoke about the mission. I still tried today to work on that one. So that was the first answer of the Gemara. Well, also the second answer of the Gemara. Rafi already pointed out the second answer. Rav Papa says a different teretz. A feed of Sima. Rav Yehuda. Our Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah, can even be Rav Yehuda. How can be Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda said this didn't even have Shabbos. How can be Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara. Hosom. When Rav Yehuda holds the honor to eat on a Shabbos, that's from Mincha onwards, which is, as Bernard told us, 9.5 hours. Who the author? I was somewhat from Mincha, half an hour before that, sorry. Even Somach L'Mincha is also. So that's another answer. So also of our Mishnah is even Rabbi Yehuda. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat even Somach L'Mincha, even half an hour before Mincha. From the ninth hour. End of the ninth hour, you can't eat. And Mela, we can say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda as well. Or like Rabbi Yehuda. According to this parish, what would you say if Yehuda's opinion is?
That you can eat Samoch L'Mincha, you can. But from the Mincha, you cannot.
You don't have a right. It could be, according to this parish, that Yehuda would say that you can eat on Erev Pesach until nightfall.
Because it's not the Pesach.
Because he doesn't hold of any of this business of appetite. Isn't that how you would learn? First character is saying, of course, the Mishnah is going to IBAC. IBAC said by every Shabbat and every Yom Tov not. You're allowed to eat. You know, first up is different. Let's start from the beginning of the story. You can ask the question that, why are we talking about Erev Pesach his truth is even Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara thought the author of the Mishnah was who? The Gemara asked the question. Again, what was the Gemara's question? Why is the Mishnah say Erev Pesach is true even on Erev Shabbos? Who's that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara thought the author of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara thought the author was. To which the text of the Gemara was a Chiddush. The author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Also, the Mishnah of Yoti, the Yoti agrees on Erev Pesach in Arati. He agrees on Erev Pesach in Arati. That's the first test. Now, say, no, a second test. The author of the Mishnah is Bemet Rebuda, like we saw originally. The author of the Mishnah is Rebuda. I Rebuda says, even my Shabbos. Here, there's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? No. Even Tzomach. Even Tzomach is off. Right? So if so, we're saying we're going back to what we originally thought, that the whole Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, and just saying a Chiddush, even Tzomach, so what would Rebbe Yehuda hold? Rebbe Yehuda would say, well, you held till then. Which means, that Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, and that is Tzomach. Well, we know that was the Havamin of the Gemara was, that Rebbe Yehuda, as much as says by Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, would say the same Erev Pesach. That's what we thought. So why should we change? That's what we thought, and that's what we'll keep to.
So from Rebbe Yehuda, do you want the Rebbe Yehuda to agree across the board, or just...
What do you mean agree?
That some of the Chazitka would be the best one for everything, Shabbos and Yom Tov. No, he wouldn't.
If Rebbe Yehuda, even a minute before night, what you last time again?
Right. So for Rebbe Yehuda was the author, then Rebbe Yehuda would concede on any of the when he began.
Right. Well, you can always use. That's what the Chayyid of Shat is at the moment. Right? The Chayyid of being up Gemini between the two Malkin. If you don't like the first Malach, we have on Pesach there's no Machlokes. If you don't like the second Malach, there's a Machlokes. There's a Reis and Yehuda on all over Yom. Okay. Yeah, but we don't want to really make differentiations in Yehuda which we don't know about. We want to make a chilek in Yehuda, we've got no idea that. Yehuda tells us that by every Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not to eat until night. And we want to suggest that Yehuda was told that Pesach existence. We don't really know that. We're going to make that up, because that's what the Mishnah said. If Morgan's back says the Mishnah, it would say that the Mishnah is the general author that we know, Yehuda holds, generally Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to eat some of the Yom Tov, so let that be on to Yehuda's shit of hair. Who's the author generally you hold that you have to make sure not to eat before Yom Tov? It's Yehuda. It makes more sense to say that our Mishnah is Yehuda. He's not picking up a new shirt. It's just his shit with just extending it somewhat. Right. So Papa, let's see that again. Papa Omar, I feel it's time for you that half the Mavi Shabbos we haven't seen in a minute. The Mavi would also. The Shabbos we haven't seen. Sorry. Aber der Vetter, kapille zum der Milch an mir aus. Okay. Friede gemacht hast. Er sabe zum der Milch, sorry. Er sabe zum der Milch, Mutter. For Tanya, we learn, for you're called the man Shabbos, you have been saving me, Tisha Shoy Salamalo. The person's not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yontev, me Tisha Shoy Salamalo. Tisha Shoy Salamalo is so much for Mincha, it's half an hour before Mincha. Because she comes to Shabbos, because she's a Taiva. So the person should come into Shabbos with an appetite. Hebrew, have you there? If he's very married, he'll be able to have Rebuda holds even Erev Shabbos Tzomach L'Mincha. What did we want to say? That the Mishnah Chiddush of Erev Pesach is Erev Pesach Tzomach is also. Maybe Erev Shabbos only from Mincha is also. That's what we wanted to say. If not, should we have a brighter saying Rebuda holds even Tzomach L'Mincha is also on Erev Shabbos? Since they were back slant of the Shabbos. Why is Rebuda saying the Mishnah Erev Pesach, that luck would be true, have you Erev Shabbos? Or do you want to say, no, here's the Chiddush, have you Erev Pesach, Tzomach is even also. Touching an Erev Shabbos is only also from Mincha. It's not true, the Brisa says that the Mishnah Rebuda holds that even on Erev Shabbos, Tzomach and Mincha is also. So then the teretz of Reb Papa has just fallen through. Oh, my mazut, who says it's a mitzvah? Who says it's a good answer? Who says it's a good price? An authorized price? Who says this price is the authorized edition? Maybe it's a faulty price. This price says stomach is a mistake. It's a mistake. The price that says I've used the seven and I have Shabbos. Somuch the mincha is also is a mistake. And indeed, on Erev Shabbos, only from mincha is also. And in Meila we can say that the chiddush of our Mishnah is even in Kodesh Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is telling me somuch the mincha is also on Erev Pesach, and every Erev Shabbos is only also from mincha on.
Well, according to Reb Yehuda, there is a difference.
Not so scheiba. No, that means he holds that you have to work out an appetite for Shabbos. It's true. But he agrees that matzah is more common. Matzah is right, but they have different matzahs. So maybe I'd say that starts already half an hour before that. He's more stringent, just like Gracie was more stringent, so too Reb Yehuda is more stringent.
Well,
a great question, but we're only 100% right. We've got a chasha here. So we say, yeah, the price is a mistake. There's a reason for that. There's a reason to make up a mistake, make a taser. Taser's asked that chasha. And this taser's, Vili Guzma, made me fall off my chair. And I learned this statement. What's the question? The question is, we've got a chasha on a papa. The papa said the chariots. You know what the answer is? The Mishnah is telling you a chiddush at Tzomach is after. And if you're the Jinnah, you hold from Shabbos only from Minchah on. So what do we have a question on Reb Papa? The Braita says clearly the Yehuda holds that even Erev Shabbos is also ready from Tzomach. The clear Braita. So what's the chariots? How are we going to put Reb Papa back on the map? So you know that Braita you told me? Who says it's an authorized Braita? Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's a mistake. And if it's a mistake, then I can still say my chariot. So says Reb Avraham, what? I had a question on her papa. How can her papa turn around and say, maybe it's a mistake? Why don't we always use this answer? Whenever you have a price that's difficult, well, maybe it's a mistake.
We
have to steer between two prices. Okay, so one against one.
One of them has to be correct. One of them is correct.
So maybe the first one's wrong.
How do you know which one is wrong?
Okay.
One of them could definitely be wrong. You could definitely say one of them is Mishkabash.
You're almost there. You might as well add a little bit. Dusty, you're quite close to the answer, to one of the answers.
The reason is because we try to prove that Rabbi Yehuda is not the author. I'm only saying to you, you have no proof. Maybe this and Bryce does the Shabbat because I can rely on the other Bryce and say that's authentic. This one is the corrupted version. I have the authentic one. Give no proof to me that Rabbi Yehuda is not the author. I'm not saying 100% certainly this is the Shabbat. I'm just saying you have no proof against me that Rabbi Yehuda is not the author.
You're even closer to what you were beforehand. Even closer. Just a little bit more. A little drop more. Okay, you'll work on that. A little drop more and you'll get it. But Satan says a different text. What Yossi is saying is definitely on the right kibun, and the mosque says that teretz. So you can look at the mosque after, it says the teretz, you haven't got there yet, but almost there. But teretz is a different teretz. And this teretz for me, the Met, was a mind-boggling teretz. Teretz at the top of the omelet. Filma mishabesh teretz. For Braisa kemaisa, and the first Braisa, Tiktoni, the first price is the right one. First price that says that mina mincha olamalo. Mina mincha olamalo is the correct one. That means every Erev Shabbos is mina mincha olamalo. And on Pesach it's tomach mincha. Why is it better? Mishum tilididei asya masnisem kekuli alma. Now the Mishnah will go. Taita is answering at Avraham's question. Avraham had the question, why should we knock off the second brice and pick the first one? So no, because the first brice is better. Because according to the first brice, I can now make our Mishnah go Likuli Alma. Because our Mishnah now can also be the author of the Mishnah, can also be reviewed there. The author of the Mishnah can be reviewed there. What was our saying on the Mishnah? It can't be reviewed there. Because why talk about Erev Pesach? Why talk about Erev Pesach? Erev Yudah holds the same halachas every Erev Shabbos. So why is it saying Erev Pesach? Because of that, we said the author cannot be reviewed there. Because otherwise he should have spoken about Erev Shabbos. So it's not reviewed there. Oh, but if we would learn like the first price, that every Erev Shabbos is only min ha-mincha l'malo, and the Mishnah says somuch l'mincha on Erev Pesach is also, then the Mishnah can even be, the author of the Mishnah can be reviewed there. And therefore, we prefer it, further tariff, because we prefer saying the second price is Mishabeshta, in order to say the first price is Matim, and that way the Mishnah, also the Mishnah can be Rebbe Yehuda. And the Mishnah is going to Kuli Alma. So why did you just make me fall off my chair? Because when we went through the Gemara, when we got to Papa's Teret, I told you, Papa said the Chiddush of Mishnah is going to contribute them. And I asked you, what would your Biyoshi say? What would your Biyoshi say on Erev Pesach? We thought they'd hold the same as the old rest of the time. And if so, an Erev Pesach he would hold, you can eat the whole day. And the author of the Mishnah is not a Biyoshi. But Tosfos here says that according to Papa, the Mishnah is going to look Kulei Alma. That means Rav Yossi holds that as well. Rav Yossi holds that as well. That means whatever we said in Avune, that Rav Yossi holds that on Erev Pesach because the Chiyuv Matzah shouldn't eat. Rav Yossi holds the same even according to Papa. How he knows that, I don't know. But that's what Tosfos says. It says that we want to make the second right to Mishabeshto because you want the Mishnah to go like Kuli Alma. If the right that would be the second right would be correct, then we'd have no choice but say the Mishnah is going like Rav Yossi and only Rav Yossi. Because according to Rav Yudah, it's not up to Erev Pesach, even Erev Shabbos. But once you say the second price is a mistake, and the first price is correct, then what's the first price hold on every Erev Shabbos? If you just says you're not allowed to eat from when? From Mincha. And on Erev Pesach from Samoch. So the author of the Mishnah can even be Rebbe Yehudah. So it's better for us to learn that way and make the Mishnah go Likuli Alma rather than going to the Vuna, and the Mishnah has to be Shikras Pugri. A tremendous kiddush. I mean, the Havamin of the Gemara Zichah wasn't like that. The Havamin of the Gemara was Rebbe Yossi was told that every Erev Pesach you'll have to eat. Now once, I don't know where. So Tosfos, the Papa preferred saying this way because the Papa wanted to say the Mishnah is both Rav Yudah and Rav Yossi. They both agreed on Erev Pesach. The law is you can not eat from Samoch to Mincha. So here observe. How come you sit on your chair? That's my question.
My chair is better than yours.
Alright, okay.
So, you're putting your suit on.
So, okay, back to the original question of how you knock off brightness.
The second brightness.
Yeah, so basically we're saying that, why can't you say every time there's two different brightnesses, you just knock one of them off, then one's better, the other's a mistake. So we're saying from here that only in a case which one of the brightnesses makes the Mishnah go like all opinions, in that case you're the clear, say that the other one is is knocked off. Yeah. Otherwise you can't just knock one of them
right.
off.
Right, indeed. You've got no right to knock off things, but if because of knocking off one, we see the other one, but in the Kulei Alma, that's the Gilus does, that the second one is in the submission.
Is it possible when you just include the Alma, you meant to go into the default position?
No. There's no mind in that.
No.
No. Kulei Alma is Kulei Alma. we have to remember that, because coming out according to a proper, the way the chase is learned, that both agree on our first analogy. Both agree on our first analogy. Okay, Tirash Tam. Hochi Gosinon, four lines up in the narrow, in the, on Sadiqet, 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 The Havele, the Mishni, he says, Shoyt un Mechto ulemalo. The Brisa really shouldn't have said Somoch, he should have said 9.5. In Ami, Min Amincha ulemalo, Kedetani Vahikimai. So maybe the Brisa was just a mistake, he should have been written differently. Okay. So, where are we holding at the moment? We're holding at the moment that the Brisa, the Gemara is saying that maybe our Papa's right. Maybe our Papa's right. And the Papa's saying the chiddush of our mission is a somch. That's the chiddush. If you hold every year of Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat from mincha. And that's not from somch and mincha. Says Ramalei Mereima, Vitei Mereima, Ano ikloi lepilkei, says Pinchos, Reidavami. I came to the pilkei, that's the pirik, it's the drosh cave. We come to Ano, a Tana got up, the Tony Kamei, and said, this price of Rav Yehuda, that on Erev Shabbos, Somoch Lemincha in Oratif, the Kibli Minei, and he accepted it. So you see, it's not a Mishabeshta. It's not a mistake. It's an authorized addition, this writer, and it's a proper territory that the way. Yochi Kasha. Yes, go on, so I just want to finish up the sentence. Yochi Kasha, so we've got back to our question, that who's the author of the Mishnah, and Machval Tekhtiyavuna must be correct, like Yavuna explained, Yavuna said that the author of the Mishnah is Yavuna. Of the Mishnah is Yavuna. And let's read it again. On top of the left line again. Omer Bihima, the first line. First line of the Mishnah. Omer Mirima. Mirima said to him, "Vitei Mirima," and some people said it was Mirima who said it. Ano ikloi, I came. It really means I arrived. Let's say le pirkei de Pinchos, to the shear of Pinchos, the dross of Pinchos. Reidav ami, become tana. Tana got up with Tony Kame and learned in front of Rav Pinchos. This writer.
Wasn't it the shear of Rav Pinchos? And he was the one speaking?
No, not him. The Kom Tana with Tony Kame. Tana got up and read in front of him.
Tana got up in front of an Amora?
Yeah, Tana means here. Tana here means somebody who says over the writer. Right? He says over the brights, so what your point was, they had their old moment there, but that's what it means here, that a person, somebody who says over the brights has got up and said this brights in front of him, and the Pinchos accepted it. The Pinchos said this bright is correct. Since this bright is correct, which bright is the second bright is correct? Now if you the holes on Erev Shabbos, when do you have to stop eating? Stomach. And if so, then why is it Mishnah say Erev Pesach? It's true even on Erev Shabbos. Erev Machmael, Eoch and Kasha, our question which we started with is difficult again. Elo Machmael Tzorkid Evhuna. Must be the correct shot is like Evhuna said, that the author of the Mishnah is of Yisrael. It's white, means the correct shot.
Right.
Yeah,
nobody could have ever said that the Brisa was mistaken. It should have said Adam Be'erev Yamim Tovim, and the word Shabbat shouldn't have been in that Brisa.
No.
That would have made it flow.
He said over this Brisa, and it was a correct Brisa. So. So that's that. That's where we're going to stop here today. So far, what we've done in this Gemara is worked out we have Huna and her father's Shat. There's one more piece of Rav Huna still that we have to do tomorrow. From Rav Huna on the top of where we're up to now, until I said the two dots. Now you have to realize we have to do till the two dots. From here on, basically you're going to fall into the second half of the sugya. Second half of the sugya is, if you did start your meal, when do you have to stop? Or do you have to stop? You have to get to the two dots. Now, in Tosfos, we're going to skip on two Tosfos and come back to it once we've learned a bit more of the Gemara. So we have to do Tosfos till we have to do the Tosfos of Elas Mechlal. I mean, Mita Maspikin. We're going to come back to it, but Mita Maspikin. Mita Rebiati. And then do the Tosfos Ein Maspikin and Shahoyu. Shahoyu is not a Dibur Maslam. So. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah
as of now. As of now, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah.
Did you just say
that Rabbi
Yehuda?
Yeah, because the Papa was wrong.
So Rabbi
Yehuda
is the
author. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi. And Daniel.